When you puff an electronic cigarette, heat transforms the liquid and nicotine inside.
Once the e-liquid hits boiling point, when the coils heat up, it starts to evaporate or vaporize and turn into vapor. So it's going to make a little sizzling sound.
Nicotine buzzes the brain, and then as you exhale, white vapor pours out of your mouth. An electronic cigarette is just a metal tube attached to a battery and a heating coil. That's the basics. But at Delaware Vapor, shoppers come in for custom-built hardware and accessories. First-generation vape sticks looked a lot like traditional cigarettes. But these days, store manager Brendan Stiles sells bedazzled devices in Tiffany blue and hot pink. There's something to reflect any personality.
This is a vapor flask, so it's shaped like a flask. It holds tons of battery life. It has tons of power, you know, and it's comfortable in your pocket. It's comfortable in the hand. Yeah, leather wrap case says bad on it.
All the seats are full at the store's juice bar. That's where customers taste test e-liquids before they buy. Chila Lakatosh is chatting with a barista and looking for just the right flavor.
Right now, I guess it's Papa Smurf, which is raspberry, blueberry, strawberry, whipped cream. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I've never done this before, so.
The 33-year-old has been smoking traditional cigarettes for about a year and a half.
Ex-boyfriend. Yeah, living together. Yeah. Got me started. I'm like, well, let me just take a drag.
She ditched the boyfriend, and now she wants to quit her menthol ultralights.
Try something new, cut back on smoking, and eventually wean off of it. Bad habit.
That's the selling point. Stiles says smokers come in to switch from traditional cigarettes or at least cut back.
You blow out a cloud, you see that visual representation, your body receives nicotine. You know, it knows it's getting its nicotine fixed, but it's not getting the 4,000 other chemicals that are in a cigarette, you know? And that's why these things work so well, you know? The patch, the gum, it satisfies the chemical craving, but it doesn't do anything for your physical, you know, habit. The actual ritual of smoking a cigarette, that's what people get really addicted to.
Back in 2009, the government banned all flavors except menthol from tobacco cigarettes. But at the vape shop, there are dozens of flavors to choose from.
I mean, if your e-liquid tastes like Robitussin, you're not going to quit smoking. You're just going to go back to your cigarettes, you know? You need to find a flavor you like.
You have to be 18 to buy electronic cigarettes in Delaware, and the law is the same in about 40 other states. But critics suspect that all those brightly colored bottles and flavors are deliberately designed to tempt teenagers.
Electronic cigarettes come in chocolate and butterscotch and even gin and tonic flavor. You know, if you're a teen, you can break two adult taboos by vaping gin and tonic or wine-flavored e-cigarettes.
So that's Robert Jackler. He's a researcher at Stanford University, where he tracks the messages and images used in vaping ads. He says lots of that marketing happens on social media, where minors can see it. Nicotine exposure can hurt brain development. And Jackler says in recent years, an increasing number of middle school and high school students have tried electronic cigarettes.
We would like that any claims to be science-based. Right now, it's completely unregulated. So you get overt health claims. There are e-cigarette products called Lung Buddy. There are those that say, breathe easier.
The federal government restricts claims about traditional cigarettes, but those limits don't apply to electronic devices.
You actually have doctors vaping e-cigarettes, reminiscent of the 1940s, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette, complete hooey.
At the American Vaping Association, President Gregory Conley says anti-nicotine activists complain about vaping ads even when they are directed at adults.
CNN, which probably has less than 5% youth audience. And so for them, it's not just about youth. They see any marketing that is being done by vapor product companies as marketing to children.
Conley says e-cigs are a safer, if not safe, alternative for adult smokers.
It's important for them to learn about these products.
Serious science is on the way to assess the benefits of electronic cigarettes, but a lot of that research is in the early stages. Tobacco researcher Thomas Eisenberg says regulators need good research before they can make good rules to protect kids and help smokers quit. He says he studies electronic cigarettes as an alternative because smoking is more than just a habit. It's a drug-induced dependence, a brain disease.
If e-cigarettes are to have a place in the public health landscape in the United States, it's that they are A, less risky than tobacco cigarettes, cause less death and disease. I don't know that that's true, but a lot of people believe that it's true. And number two, they're going to help tobacco cigarette smokers stay away from all tobacco cigarette smoking for the rest of their lives.
Lots of smokers say they feel better and breathe easier when they switch to an electronic cigarette. So researchers at Creighton University in Nebraska are testing that idea. Siobhan Washington Krauth and her team recruited new e-cigarette users, then monitored their lung function.
We were fortunate enough to run into a vape shop owner who was very excited about the concept of people wanting to research e-cigarettes without necessarily trying to vilify them.
Vapers came into the lab to blow into a tube.
What they do is they take a nice deep breath in, fill their lungs as much as they can, and then they're going to forcefully exhale into this machine. So they're trying to push all the air out that they can get.
At the end of 6 months, the average pack-a-day smoker was down to just 5 tobacco cigarettes. Once again, Washington asked them to huff into her machine.
The amount of air a person can very quickly exhale, that's like really fast. Even though a large number of these people were still both smoking and vaping at 6 months, their lung function in this particular area was getting better.
So those are two big questions. Are marketers targeting kids? And does switching to e-cigs improve a smoker's health? Researchers are also trying to figure out if it's dangerous to breathe in secondhand vapor. To understand that worry, let's go back to the shop in Delaware. It smells delicious in there.
What is that click that I keep hearing?
That is our smoke heaters that we have up in the ceiling. Uh-huh. We have two $3,000 units running to sort of eat the vapor in the air, or else it gets kind of cloudy in here.
Health researchers have found preservatives and nicotine in those clouds. But industry lobbyist Greg Connolly says the real question is, how much? Just trace contaminants are enough to actually do harm to bystanders. Mitch Zeller directs the government's Center for Tobacco Products and uses the technical term for e-vapor. He calls it aerosol.
Right now, I can't tell you what's in the aerosol. And that's why we say it's the wild, wild west for e-cigarettes. I'm the regulator, and I can't tell you what's in the aerosol.
If the Food and Drug Administration decides to step in this summer and regulate electronic cigarettes, Zeller will be the one in charge. He wants Americans to have an open mind, but says there's no doubt that nicotine creates addiction. Still, what kills people is puffing burnt tobacco leaves and the chemicals in that smoke.
Those are the compounds linked to cancer, heart disease, and lung disease, not the nicotine. It's not the drug. It's the delivery mechanism. And there really needs to be a societal debate about the role of nicotine, and e-cigarettes really has become the poster child.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.